my beautiful selfish babes. It is your girl, Olenike Osibowo. Oh, I thought my phone died. I'm recording this damn episode on my phone. So excuse me. It's just like turning off, which is so weird. Just stay on. Anyways, it is your girl, Olenike Osibowo here with another Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. It is 3:33. And I said, why not record a podcast at 3:33 in the morning? It's the perfect freaking time, right? I'm going to have a sip of my water. But anyways, I really felt like venting about this freaking show that I'm watching on Netflix. Because it just upset me about this mother that is on the show. And so, if you guys don't already know, I really love Korean dramas. Like, absolutely love Korean dramas. And there's this one Korean drama called Something in the Rain on Netflix. I highly recommend you watch it. I'm on it says season 1 episode 11. Is there more seasons? Well, I'm on episode 11 and there is 16 I just read like the first sentence of the last episode and I'm just already disappointed. Anyways, there's 16 episodes. And right now, what's going on is that there's a woman that's almost turning 40 and a man that's probably in his 20s, maybe 25, maybe 26, 27. And he is dating this older woman and they are in love. And they grew to be in love, and eventually they had to tell the family and friends that they're dating. And of course, it was a big surprise because that man is like a brother to the family. And so for them to be dating is a shock. But it's also a shock that it's the age difference. Like, the age difference is a shock. Maybe he's 27, she's turning 40. And this is a Korean drama. So there are some cultural things happening here. And I don't know all the cultural cues on what's right and wrong. And so if you are listening to this and you are Korean and I get something wrong, my apologies. I'm just going based on what I see. Oh God. So, you know, everybody's starting to accept that they're dating. The brother, the best friend, you know, everybody's accepting that they're dating. But even though the dad is accepting of them dating, but the mom, she's such a fucking bitch. Like, she just can't accept it in her spirit that they're dating. And one of the main reasons she can't accept that they're dating is because the guy's father had left the family. He basically abandoned him and the daughter when they were like maybe like 16 or 17, because their mom had passed away. And so the girl's mom, let's just say let's say Haley is the girl and her mom is Miss H. So Haley, right, is dating this guy and her mom, Miss H, is just not approving. And Miss H isn't approving because the guy's father ran away on them. And because he doesn't come from a rich, wealthy family or like somebody high in society, she doesn't think that he is good enough for Miss H. She doesn't think that he's good enough for Haley. So Miss H wanted her daughter to marry somebody high in society, somebody that she can brag to all her friends about what that person's doing and who they're connected to. Because in this show, it's about, well, somewhat, it shows that, you know, people in high society get things. And sometimes your parents just want to fucking brag, even if they have nothing to do with the relationship or the other person. And so she was mentioning that, hey, you're not a part of high society. I want my children's children's children to have the best of the best. And I honestly feel like she feels like she didn't marry. And she didn't marry wealthy enough or powerful enough. And I feel like she kind of semi-regrets marrying Haley's dad because it's just the way that she's putting so much pressure on her daughter to marry somebody that she doesn't love. And it's like forcing her. Like, even though Haley is saying she's dating this guy, Miss H had the audacity to say, oh, don't make plans this weekend. One of my friends knows a guy and he's going to take you out on a date. She's already dating somebody. The mom knows. Miss H knows that she's already dating somebody. So for me, why would you go out of your way to say, hey, don't make plans this weekend. I'm going to make sure that you go on a blind date. Like, what? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, she doesn't even really accept the relationship. And so Haley was like, you're so petty, you know, and closed the door. But anyways, I'm not giving all the details of the show, but it was just like the level, right? The level of like, the girl is fucking almost 40 years old. Like, how are you trying to stop her from dating somebody she loves? The guy's over 20. He's not a teenager. You know, he's like 25 or whatever. I understand the age difference. And I understand that maybe a man being younger than a woman is not necessarily the best thing in society. But, you know, there are women that date older men that's probably 15 years apart. And I'm saying this in the legal age point, right? Again, he's 25 and up. She's almost 40. That's legal. So I just didn't quite understand why she was so obsessed with them not dating. And it just disgusted me. Like, it truly disgusted me, which is why I'm even fucking recording this podcast. Because I'm just like, bruh, let her live. She's almost fucking 40. Yeah, she's living in the same house. And I'll let you know, I will say, in a lot of Korean dramas, what I do notice is that a lot of the children will live with their parents for a long time until they're married, especially the female children. And so again, if you are Korean and I'm getting this wrong, my apologies. I'm just going off of what I have seen in some of the dramas. And that's just normal. You know, it's a normal part of society. But, and I guess even the parents really being involved in your dating life and marriage is possibly the norm as well. But I just really couldn't stand it in this episode, because I just think of, like, we're in a new time, and I get that there may be certain traditions that may have happened, but as the world changes, I think that certain things change. You know, we, right, this generation growing up are exposed to new things, to different freedoms. And we have the, what's the word? There's a word I'm trying to say. We have the something to think for ourselves. I just can't think of the word right now. We have the something to think to ourselves, right? We have the luxury. We have the luxury to think for ourselves. And sometimes certain things that were okay in the past, it's not okay moving forward to us. And so we question it. And so just like this woman is questioning, what did I do so wrong? I'm dating this guy. He's over 25. He's really kind. Why are you telling me I can't date him? Oh, it's because he's not good enough for you. And in my mind, I'm like, girl, mama, Miss H, girl, you should have dated somebody else if you were so unhappy. You cannot be living through me. You know what I'm trying to say? Not in that way, to the way of like making her unhappy. And so for me, I was just like, just makes me think about, you know, raising children in the future. And I was thinking to myself, well, am I ever going to be this involved in my children's dating life? And I feel like I would be involved, right? And of course, if my children were dating somebody I didn't think was good for them, meaning that they are impacting their behavior, they're impacting their mental health, etc., and some of the things that they choose to do, that's different than saying, oh, you can't date this person because society and status. You know, this guy that she's dating, he's really kind, he's really sweet, he loves her, he takes care of her. So there's really nothing wrong apart from the mom looking down on him because he's not rich and wealthy and high in society. And so I think of myself as a mother at some point, and I know that I'm just an open-minded person, you know. I'm not really strict on religion. You know, whatever sexuality my child would be, I'm pretty sure I'd be open to it. And so for me, it's just like, I'm so grateful to be able to live in times and growing times where we really have the freedom to express who we really are and the freedom to live a happy life. I feel like there were some decisions that in older generations had to be made because that's just the way things were. And because that's just the way things were, people made decisions that didn't make them happy. It was more so about survival. It wasn't really about happiness. There are some marriages I know that people go into because they are strictly business transactions. And that is a way of life. And that's still a way of life for some people, to be honest. And so for me, I'm just happy that we're shifting into a space where people's happiness can really be taken into account. I think that's very important. I think us being able to live happy lives, we're able to make our decision and really able to expand in new ways that are just based on our desires, in a good way, I think is good. And when I look at the mom, Miss H, I just see an unhappy, bitter woman who's trying to control her daughter. And through her trying to control her daughter, she's really destroying their relationship, you know, even though she thinks, oh, she's doing the best thing, like this is the best thing, she doesn't know her future. Damn, woman, the lady's almost 40. What are you talking about? So I'm just grateful, y'all. I'm grateful that we can really have so much more choices. And I'm affirming that you listening to this, whether you're a selfish babe that has kids, that is thinking about kids, that doesn't have any kids, you know, how would you want your child to feel about you? And how would you want their love life and who they're with? Would it, for you, would it be, dang, they're happy, the person's treating them good, and they're doing the best they can in life and striving for more, and that's good enough? Or are you a person that's still like, nope, they have to be high society, high class, you know? I know everybody's circumstances is different, right? Let's say that she was really born into a wealthy family, which she wasn't. Let's say she was born into a wealthy family, like a tycoon kind of family that owned like railroad, telephone, things like that, oil. And she meets somebody and falls in love, because we all know this story, right? She meets somebody, falls in love. He's from like a poorer family. And the parents are like, no, you have to marry rich, because that's just the way things were. You're rich. They have to be rich. You come together, business transaction. And there could be some heavy burdens, right? If she doesn't marry this person, then this deal might fall through, or this legacy doesn't continue. And as a parent to that type of person, the quote-unquote right choice may be, nope, force this person to marry this person because that's what's needed. Or that's what it seems like, right? But the choice is still up to that person. And if that person's like, no, I don't want that, I actually want this person, and we can live life in our way, I think that should be okay too. I think that sometimes we get caught up in... let me give an example. Maybe we get caught up in generational wealth, for example, and let's say that your child is like, oh, I don't want any part in that. I don't want any part of what you started. Like, I don't want to own this business. Would you be like, dang, but I worked this hard so you could work this business? And it's just like, no, you worked the way you worked so that this person can have more freedoms and luxury. And if they decide that they don't want the business, you know, that's okay, because they can decide the life that they want and the life that they want to lead and the legacy that they want to lead. Of course, we can like guide them, but I feel like everybody's life is their own. And I think we really came here to express ourselves in the best way possible. And although we have ideals for what our children may be, we have to let them be. Although we have all ideals of what our children may be, we have to let them be. Because it is only through letting them be that we really see all that they can do and all of who they are. And I feel like for me as a future mom, I would love to see all that my child can be in their own expression. Not because I force some things on them, you know. Of course, I'll be a little strict on some things, but when it comes to like dating and other things, career choice, I want to see all that they can be because they are being them. And I feel like overall that's more important. I don't know, you guys may disagree with me, but I just wanted to have this podcast and chat about it for a little bit. I've done that. Again, this is called Something in the Rain on Netflix. Oh gosh, it's so feely. You guys, like, maybe you don't know, but the Korean dramas I watch are like super duper in your feels. And they touch your heart and they make you question things and think about things. And I have a lot more recommendations for you, but because I'm watching this one, I was like, I've been wanting to do a podcast review on a show. Let me do it. Now, I talked about one aspect of the show. The show is good. It talks about love, finding love, real love, deep love. It talks about stupid mistakes. It talks about, you know, maybe being in the wrong relationship and not really knowing the person and still talking to that person, like, ew. It talks about acceptance. It talks about strength. Even when other people don't agree with you. I think that's what I'll say for now. It's a good show. I like it. Again, I'm on episode 11. I'll finish it soon. All the episodes are like an hour, so be prepared to to spend time watching it. But I would highly recommend it. Ooh, I can't give a star rating yet because I didn't finish it. But out of the 11 episodes that I watched, I'm going to give this an 8.5. I think the show is really good. An 8.5 out of 10. I think the show is really good. I do recommend it. But I've seen other shows that I was like obsessed with. So I'm going to say 8.5. I'm really loving the show. So don't take my 8.5 lightly. Like, don't watch it. It's a fucking good show. But anyways, I'm going to go. I love you guys. Remember, I have my Selfish Babes Glow Up Tech Society. Why is my phone doing this? Oh, my Selfish Babes Glow Up Tech Society. That is $25 a month for now. We're in 2021. So if you're listening to this in the future and it's not $25 a month anymore, that's because it's in the future. But anyways, it's $25 a month. And basically, I am sending you affirmative prayers to your phone. I'm texting you these affirmative prayers 3 times a week. These affirmative prayers are very specific on specific topics that will help, one, boost your confidence, attract success, luxury, your goals, motivate you, help protect you, help call upon peace into your life, attract maybe, you know, your lover, etc. It's really about banishing disbelief, opening up your mind to believing more, opening up your spirit to believing more, and taking action in your life. The words that we say are super duper important. I'm always talking about that, right? In the Selfish Babe app, my free self-love app, I give you a daily affirmation or a self-love, you know, quote or something. But my affirmative prayers are different because they're very specific and they are longer. I take the time to write them out. And so I send them to you Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And it's up to you to say them, to speak them, to believe them, to feel them, to really see the shift in your life. I really started to do this because I love these prayers and I love texting you guys. It's very simple and easy for me. It's not hard. And I know that there are a lot of women out there that are battling self-doubt, battling depression, battling not believing themselves, battling negative self-talk. And sometimes you need the right words for yourself and you don't know how to say that, right? And so within my Glow Up Tech Society, I'm giving you the words to say. You do not have to think about it. At some point, I would want you to take my Pray for Your Damn Self class or my Selfish as Fuck Academy so that you can really start writing your own. But I really believe even me sending you these, you're going to be able to figure out how to write your own, which is really powerful. And so the link is below to join my Selfish Babes Glow Up Tech Society. I'm really loving it. And yeah, join. But I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Affirming you have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Remember to screenshot this episode and tag me at Selfish Babes with an S and at Olenike Osibowale. And so I can see that you're watching. All right. Bye.